Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me this week is Patty Clark. She's the Community Relations Specialist with Midwest Energy and Communications, and we're going to be talking about some different youth programs that are available to the MEC customers' children. Patty, Midwest always does so much for children and kids and youth in our community, but these are two special programs that you have.
They are. So if you are a sophomore, a junior, or a senior, and you take electric service from Midwest Energy and Communications, and if you don't know, ask your parent, guardian, grandparent, if you do, these would be programs that are eligible to you.
Okay. And there's always deadlines involved. So the first one is called a youth tour. Tell us what that's all about.
Youth tour is an opportunity to take up to two students to Washington, D.C. this summer, and that is June 20th through June 25th, and the application deadline for this program is Friday, February 28th, so just a couple of weeks. So what we would ask for is if you're currently a sophomore or junior, and you do have Midwest for your electric, you are eligible to apply. And what we would do is we would bring you over to our Cassopolis office on Friday, March 13th for kind of a get-to-know-you day.
Okay.
And from that, we would select one to two students to go on youth tour this summer. And we pay for everything from the flight to the hotel to your meals. And you get to do a lot of cool things. You're going to go to Gettysburg. We'd go to the Performing Arts Center. We go to all the D.C. landmarks. We go to Capitol Hill. You'll meet with your legislators. There's some leadership events, museums, baseball, all of that. But there's about 1,800 kids from around the country from electric, rural electric co-ops that do attend this.
Oh, so you meet lots of people from lots of areas.
And something that's a little bit different this year is we're going to be meeting up and joining with us is students from Maine. So they're going to travel with our Michigan contingent, which is kind of extra special.
Yeah, it is. You know, anytime you get to go visit a new place that you aren't familiar with is always an opportunity for growth. So, again, the deadline for that is February the 28th. And then another program you have, though, is some scholarships available.
Sure. We always are interested in post-secondary options for our students. And here we're probably talking to a senior. So if you're a high school senior and you're thinking about doing something after high school, whether it's a technical school or you want to go to a four-year or two-year college, these would be four $1,000 scholarships that we make available to our MEC customers.
Okay.
And you do have to have a 3.0 grade point average, and we do take a look at some things that you're doing, whether it's a community involvement, volunteer works, you're working. You know, we want to look at the whole student.
Right.
But we would take a look at that. We have a really cool application process. It's a video application, and this year we're asking you to think about what would you put in a time capsule to be opened up 10 years from now, and just do a short little video and submit it, and then, of course, give us your academic record, your transcript, and a few things about yourself, and hopefully we'll be able to provide you with some money toward your education.
Well, and so applying for these different opportunities, though, is super simple.
That's right. Go to teammidwest.com, and right there on the landing page, there is a opportunity for students section. If you click that, you're going to see both youth tour, which is February 28th. The deadline for the scholarship application is Monday, March 16th. Get those in.
That's the other nice part is that it is for people who are receiving MEC services. And so it's another way, again, where you're staying with your concept of just because you're in a rural community doesn't mean you shouldn't have all the advantages of other students. And so this is a great way to elevate kids that might not get these opportunities.
Absolutely. We want to build our communities. We want these kids to have great careers that they're very happy with and successful with. And we want them to stay right here in rural America.
Exactly.
And take care of us when we're old.
That's right. Because heaven knows we're getting there. So, and it is important, too, that that the kids gather that knowledge and bring it back. We appreciate that.
And youth tour is so amazing. I was able to go as a chaperone again this past year. I've been twice now. It is one of the most fabulous programs and the relationships mm-hmm. and the friendships these students get around the country, and the opportunities are amazing. So please go to teammidwest.com and take a look at our opportunities for students.
There you go. Thanks again, Patty. We appreciate learning some information then about the youth tour and the scholarships and all the opportunities available to Midwest Energy and Communications customers.
Thank you so much, Kathy.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.